Welcome to Indianapolis and the Scouting Combine, where the action got in full swing today with media interviews of a lot of the prospects today, Thursday. That namely began with the offensive linemen. Some big names there for a team such as the Packers, which is said to be looking for some powerful guys up front. Jonathan Cooper from North Carolina and Chance Warmack from Alabama, both powerful guards, players that you want to draft if you want to run the ball, and we all know that the Packers would probably like to run the ball a little better than they did last year. I'm going to give you a little rundown or a little preview of what's ahead over the next few days, and this goes, of course, to our coverage on Packers.com. Friday, Mike McCarthy and Ted Thompson will speak to the media. Now, in the McCarthy interview, it's become somewhat of a state of the Packers. At least I've seen it that way the last couple of years since the Packers won the Super Bowl. I've enjoyed Coach McCarthy's address to the media here. He has talked about things that he wants to see the Packers do better in the upcoming year. 2 years ago, he talked about the Packers scoring more points on offense in 2011, and that's exactly what they did. Saturday begins the workouts, on-field workouts, offensive linemen and tight end workout on Saturday. Again, Cooper, Warmack, another guy, powerful run-blocking tackle, DJ Fluker of Alabama, will be on display Saturday. Also, Tennessee tight end Michael Rivera, a pass-catching kind of tight end, a Jermichael Finley, if you will, kind of player. And we don't quite know where the Packers are headed at that position right now. There's some uncertainty, so they might have their eye on selecting a tight end or two. Sunday is the big feature workout day in Indianapolis, because that's when the quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs work out. I don't think the Packers need a franchise quarterback, and this isn't a very good year for quarterbacks. Geno Smith of West Virginia will be on display Sunday. Teams looking for a quarterback will be looking at him to see if he's something more than a system quarterback. Running back, a position I think of need for the Packers, and on display will be players such as Monte Ball of Wisconsin, a very productive running back who would fit in the Packers' zone blocking scheme. A guy I like, Stanford's Stephen Taylor, who had a sensational Senior Bowl, and another guy from the Senior Bowl, Jonathan Franklin of UCLA. Now, the guy who's not working out on Sunday is Eddie Lacy of Alabama. That's a guy everybody wanted to see, especially the Packers, who have need for a power running back, and that's Eddie Lacy, but he has a hamstring injury, will not participate in workouts on Sunday. Monday is the day for defensive and linemen and linebackers. Defensive linemen and linebackers to work out on Monday. Defensive linemen, right away you would think of Jesse Williams of Alabama, a guy who fits in the 3-4, either as a nose tackle or a defensive end. John Jenkins of Georgia and Brandon Williams of Missouri Southern, both of whom were outstanding at the Senior Bowl. They are definite 3-4 nose tackle types. And Tuesday, we see the defensive backs work out. Packers having released Charles Woodson, you might say, have some needed safety. A guy like Kenny Vaccaro of Texas heads what's thought to be a pretty good safety crop. And I'm going to give you one name in the cornerback crop that I like, and it's Will Davis of Utah State, who came out of nowhere late last season to make himself an NFL draft prospect and then had a real good Senior Bowl. So there's a little preview. Packers.com is here. We'll be covering this event from beginning to end, and we invite you to please come to Packers.com for your scouting combine coverage.